This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
You need something solved? Need some help in life? Bring it to Text Roulette, 414-432-1099. You text in your problem. We spin this, the Text Roulette wheel, because we get so many text messages.
21.
Find out where we land, and we land on number 21. And it's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. 21. Looks like a parent issue. So if you are a parent right now with little ones, or you had little ones growing up, maybe you've had this same situation. The text we're going to share with you says, my one-year-old turned the restaurant floor into a messy food drop. My friend who does not have kids was with us. She said, aren't you cleaning up after your son? I paid and tipped pretty well, but couldn't shake what my friend said about cleaning up. Was I wrong? Mixed family, what do you think? 414-432-1099. You've seen that before. Kids in the high chair at the restaurant, it sounds like. Food goes all over the floor. Parents enjoy the dinner. They pay. And according to this mixed listener, they tipped pretty well, probably for the cleanup. And then you just leave. You leave the messy food on the floor. Are you supposed to clean up after your one-year-old at least a little bit? Or does the tip take care of that? Man, I can remember our kids being little and, yeah, you'd cut up little chicken nuggets, maybe bring some Cheerios, some other little snackies so that you could eat in peace with the high chair right on the, just right on the outside of the booth where everybody walks. So, yeah, there's kind of an outline where the high chair was put in place on the outside of the table. It's all clean there. As soon as you move the high chair, you see that ring of food that spilled all over the floor. So this mix listener wants to know. Oh, it's a one-year-old. Turn the restaurant floor into a messy food drop. A friend that does not have kids was with them. When they were leaving, the friend said, aren't you cleaning up after your son? Apparently the floor is pretty messy. Texter said, I paid and tipped pretty well, but couldn't shake what my friend said about cleaning up. Sounds like this mix listener is... feels a little bad. Like, should I have cleaned up? Was I wrong not to clean up? What do you think? I'm sitting there thinking, hey, as long as you tip pretty well, maybe above like what you're supposed to tip, just so that there's a little bit of help cleaning up. Or I don't know. I don't even know if those tips go towards the cleanup crew. Does it just go to your server? It's going to be more than the server cleaning up the food that kids throw on the floor, especially a one-year-old. 414-432-1099. Elizabeth has the day off today, and man, we threw it out to you, mixed family, because I was thinking, yeah, I mean, I think if you tip, I've had kids before, it's like, oh, we better lay an extra 15, 20 bucks down for this cleanup. But man, all of you have texted into the Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. Let me go through some of the text messages. And there's a lot of emotion behind those text messages. We absolutely cleaned up after my babies at restaurants. It's not okay to leave things a disaster just because you tipped the server. Another one. I've always cleaned up after my kids. The tip does not go to the person that cleans up. It's common courtesy. Another text that has come in. We're servers. We aren't supposed to clean up huge messes your kid made. You're the kind of customer we all dread. Man, the texts go on and on and on about picking up after your kid. First time texting in, but this one got me. Hey, thank you so much for texting in. Doesn't matter if you're the first time or you do it every day. This is great. It's a red flag about people and their respect for every kind of person, regardless of who you are. I'm glad the friend said something. If you're being classy, you clean up after your kid. I was a server for 5+ years, and most people don't know servers don't make minimum wage, especially in Wisconsin. Tips supplement their income. That's just extra work. So thank you so much, everybody who, wow, had that emotion. We are going to send this audio and your answers to our texter this morning who said, was I wrong? Not cleaning up after my one-year-old who just left a huge food drop, a food bomb all over the floor next to the booth they were sitting in, apparently. The high chair, the kids in the high chair, food slopping all over the floor. They just left it, tipped pretty well, but a friend who doesn't have kids was like, aren't you going to clean up a little bit? Because the staff should not have to clean up. So that is basically, I mean, like 100%. Nobody has said, oh, yeah, no, yeah, you're fine. You're fine. Everybody has pretty much texted in today for this text roulette. Clean up after your kid at the restaurant. Or maybe instead of the bib, maybe you bring some plastic wrap. Put it underneath the high chair when you go to the restaurant next time. There you go. It's all solved. We're going to let our texter know. Next time, let's pick up. So if you have a problem in life, you can always bring it to Text Roulette, 414-432-1099. The texts come in with your number. We don't know your name. We don't know who you are. So you're pretty much anonymous unless you tell us your name in the text. If you don't want to use your name, that's totally fine. All we need to do is get your problem out there. Something you need solved. It's Text Roulette here on The Mix.